Let's do this one fast.
Woo! Because we're hungry.
How did you know? I'm hungry. I got TV to watch.
He's got grumpy bear syndrome.
You know what we got in a couple hours. Behind the Candelabra.
Woo!
We're recording this one on Sunday.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah.
It's Thursday.
Right. It's evergreen and will last perfectly into infinity. In no way is this the Sunday before Memorial Day.
No. This is Thursday. This is Thursday morning. What are we up? Like at 5 in the morning? Is that what time it is?
Was
it dark
screwed
when we came in?
Because this one's going to air next Saturday on FCAC.org. But we're going to put it Thursday on the website.
I gotcha.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, co-hostess Allison Frank.
Wow, that's me.
You walk away from this broadcast with anything other than a sense of my genius,
yes,
it should be the identity of our website, which is inpapasbasement.com.
I gotcha.
Go there for episodes of the show uploaded every Monday, every
Absolutely.
Thursday.
Sounds great.
Two a week, hour long a pop, give
wow.
or take.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You sound like a dumb kid in
yeah.
front of the ball pit at
Woo.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. There's balls. I hope there's not needles in here.
I can just picture you jumping in as a dumb little kid
yeah.
and trying to eat one like an apple.
Or as a dumb adult. I mean, why wouldn't I do that today?
It's true.
There's a Pollock sucking on her sneaker in there.
There's peach cobbler hidden in every fifth one. Bite away. You go to inpapasbasement.com. There's an iTunes subscription link at the top of the site. Please click that. Subscribe to us using your iDevice and give us a positive iTunes rating. You do Twitter. We're at Papa's Basement. We do a lot on there. And if Facebook is your thing, it's facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
Okay.
We are free to proceed with so much on this show.
Wow, this is going to be so juicy. I hope.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about motorcycles? Because I hope we do.
First of all, you're an undermining bastard, so die.
Oh, like you never did that to me. Whatever.
No, I just
yeah,
lift you
never.
Up. Like Josh Groban.
He was on my hate list for a while, but
really?
he won me over.
No, I was going to say we should re-record a little Asian girl version of Addicted to Love.
Oh, no.
Or the other Robert Palmer songs that use those same girls.
Oh, my. Yeah.
What's going on out there, Allison? Our friend Chris Mortensen, who's directing, it looks like an army of 4-year-old Asian, how old are they actually? Six?
They're about eight, I think.
I can't tell little kids. Yeah. I'm not a ped, so I don't actually know kid ages.
Yeah, there's about 2 dozen 8-year-olds.
Easily. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. It could easily be like
there's
30,
a sea of
35.
Pink tutus.
All little Asian girls in pink tutus.
With their hair pulled back with red lipstick.
Red lipstick. It looks like a Robert Palmer video. I'm not
yeah.
kidding.
It's kind of weird.
If they kind of had breasts, but they don't even need breasts to be in the Robert Palmer video.
I just
Those were all flary, very flat brunettes.
One of them came in there and was like, Alicia, she put her face right in the crack of the stall that I was in. I was like, hey, Alicia's not in here. I don't have her on my lap.
How did she know what I call my vagina?
Yikes. Kind of creepy.
It's a little weird. They've infested the place, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them. There's so many tutus.
Pretty well behaved, though. Not to delve into the stereotypes of the Asian kids, but for 35 children
yeah.
of that age running around,
yeah.
more or less sounds like a crypt outside. About that noisy.
It's fine. They're good. They're being well behaved. I think they're getting ready to view themselves. That's why they're all crowding around the monitor out there.
That would make sense.
Whatever they recorded.
I don't know what's going on. I really...
Didn't he tell you? What did he just tell you in the hallway?
He just pulled at the sides of his eyes.
No, he didn't.
He did definitely did not do that.
No.
No, in the hallway, he was just checking what your name was again.
Oh.
He wanted to keep up since I go through co-hostesses like crazy. But you'll stay in the mix forever, Allison. You'll never go anywhere.
Forever and ever.
In every meaning of that statement.
Okay. Yep.
Can I get to the bit that you undermined already then?
Yeah,
my hatred of motorcycles. This
That's
is why.
Because you've never driven one? Is that what it is? And you're like, well, they have a cool motorcycle and I don't.
No.
Yeah.
I hate them because
Whatever.
People cannot appreciate what motorcycles do to the DC area. Memorial Day weekend.
They don't do anything to it. They're fine.
Au contraire.
They get to go into the, and even in traffic time, they get to go and hop in the HOV lane, and then you're probably
angry.
Oh, this
is where you perk up and your levels get really loud all of a sudden. When we take our levels, you're like, what is this, Allison?
You're upset because they get to ride in the HOV lane.
No.
And they're just one guy, and you're like, how does he get to do
that? I effing hate motorcycles because everyone wants to act like they're safe vehicles. They're horrible.
Yeah.
At least when you're in a car hurtling through space at 70 miles an hour, you have a literal frame of armor around you.
Yeah.
Everyone on a motorcycle guns it, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, oh my God, a squirrel's corpse. Bam!
No.
And then they've spun out, and their brains are splattered everywhere. And then they murder traffic. Do you know what my weekend has been so far, Allison?
They said motorcyclists have 35 times more likely to experience a deadly accident.
No kidding!
Yeah, but that's 35 times, so...
Do you know what 35 times is? It's 35 times! That's a massive multiplier.
But they're just out there. You know, they're just out there on a piece of metal. So.
And if I didn't drive, I wouldn't care. Kill yourself. It really means nothing
but
to me.
But they don't really cause as many accidents as you think.
No, but the ones they do cause are horrific traffic killers.
No.
About someone gets into a car accident.
What percent of all roadway accidents are you think are related to motorcycles?
If it's not Memorial Day, not a lot. But what people don't understand about the D.C. area,
whatever,
every ass with a motorcycle and a cause,
I know a lot of
guns
nice people
it in
with
here.
Motorcycles.
And they probably drive the bike once a year. They dust it off for their little Memorial Day jerkathon. And they come into the city and they wipe out on one of the main highways and they shut things down. I was privy to two motorcycle accidents yesterday. On the way in, correct me if I'm lying here, there's a massive backup on 66.
Sides.
Yeah. And I go, Allison, I'll lay a bet with you right now. A motorcycle was responsible for this. Before the words escape my mouth, we see two different peeled out bikes. I don't know how many fire trucks trying to get these asses out from under their machines because it's all about them. They don't know how to drive them and they bring us all
but
to a
halt.
But that
has more to do with being an inexperienced driver overall than the motorcycle.
They're inexperienced motorcycle drivers. If you're an inexperienced car driver, you know what happens? Nothing.
Yeah.
You drive it 5 miles under and you hit your brake. When the car in front of you slows down, even a touch, you match it for all you're worth. That's it.
Wow.
Motorcyclists shut down 66 multiple times for me over the weekend. It's a highway
shaking
where
my head, no.
If a spit of water gets on that highway, it goes from 70 miles an hour to 20.
Yeah, let's look at all the accidents that happened here today. Let's look them up.
Again, and car accidents, people have seen it before. They don't slow down, and people are going to typically not the way they slow down for a motorcycle accident. Someone peels out on a motorcycle.
Yeah. If they're wearing a helmet, they have a greater chance of survival.
They're still road rash like crazy, and everyone wants to see a corpse. You see a motorcycle that's peeled over. Your first thought is, okay, this guy better be dead. I better see some red fireworks. I have two actual hates in my life, Allison.
Yeah.
Two real prejudices.
Yeah.
The gypsies,
who
are a blight upon this
on
this world.
What gypsies? What are you talking about?
When I went to Europe, I met actual gypsies.
Oh, brother.
They're horrible.
They're not.
They're horrible.
They're a myth.
Hitler got one thing right. The gypos. Put them in the oven. Stack them high.
They're not
my
even
other hate,
real. That's like saying
the motorcyclists.
About South Dakota. South Dakota's not real either. That's
oh,
a
really?
Myth.
I've seen it with my eyes. I've never seen South Dakota. That could be a myth. But I've seen actual gypsies. I've seen gypsies.
And were they riding actual unicorns?
No. No. They were just grimy looking, grifting sons of bitches.
Whatever.
One of them had recently
jealous.
Had a kid. And... Whatever. There was a gypsy begging on the corner, holding this infant. The gypsy's begging shift was up, so he walks to the next gypsy, like you would toss a hot potato, lobs the baby over to that gypsy, and that one takes the baby out. Their babies are props, Allison.
That reminds me of the
to
black...
To further their begging.
That reminds me of the black people at the gym.
No, okay, come on.
The whole family came into the gym. There was a mom and a dad and a all friend right. and three kids. They had a baby. The dad was on the elliptical holding the baby. And the other kids and the friend are eating McDonald's.
All right, Captain Klansman.
I'm not even joking. Uh-huh. I was looking around. I was thinking, am I on TV? One lady's laying down on the rowing machine while she's eating the McDonald's. I was like, please tell me I'm on TV.
Yes, you're on Fox's newest hit, Will She Say the N-Word?
I mean, I'm not going to say that, but I heard a baby crying when I was going into the gym, and I thought, oh, this is just my imagination. No, there was a baby, and then they handed the baby off to one another while they're trying to do workouts. And then the mom
during the sprint, because that'll bounce the baby's head real hard and snap their little
I'm
neck.
I'm joking. I'm really not. I am telling the truth. The mom had the baby on
the bike. Well, I didn't see it, so it doesn't exist.
It was a little baby.
Just like South Dakota.
Yeah, that's not real. I'm convinced.
They're the worst, Allison. They peel out.
Only 11% of all roadway accidents that occur in the United States involve a motorcycle.
Do you realize motorcycles are like 0.0001% of the things on the road?
There's a lot of them. It's really beefed up. There's a lot of
I still remember the first time I was privy to having my day ruined by an ass on a motorcycle. I think I was about 20 and my mom's car had died and I was sent to ride home with the guy in the tow truck.
Oh my.
Who turned out to be violently racist.
Just like your family.
What?
So you have something in
common. We say things playfully.
Oh, I don't. Your mom was not playing when she was in the car with me.
Oh, really? Who cut her off? What race?
The end. I'm not. This is a cleanup.
That's car racism, Allison.
Yeah, and then when she's whispering in the comfort of her own home, then you know it's inappropriate. John wasn't. I was like, what? Yeah, she didn't even want herself to hear it.
What? The complexion of my previous girlfriend?
The end. I mean,
she was
beautiful.
Polite to her face. I don't know. Who, the ex? Yeah. Ex was a good-looking broad.
I don't doubt that. I mean, I saw her picture. I didn't meet her, but she seemed nice enough to me.
Yeah. Till she became a massive whore.
I wouldn't say massive. I mean, just...
Just a small, run-of-the-mill, all-American whore.
Some guitar lessons by the pool, naked.
Nothing wrong with that while you're seeing someone.
I mean, especially when you go over to your old coworker's house.
Yeah, all right. You can shut up now. I've told you too much.
Oh,
I wanted to talk about the tow truck driver who casually started dropping the N-bomb to test the water with me.
Actually, I have a lot of tow truck stories. This one guy, my Toyota died on the toll road, and I was on my way to work, and just smoke was barreling out of it. And so this tow guy comes and picks me up, and the beater at the time was automatic, but I actually prefer to drive stick. This guy kept busting my chops about me not knowing how to drive stick, and I was like, you pull this truck over right now, and I'll show you that I can drive stick. And he did, and I don't think he thought I was going to get out, but I was like, move over, pal. And so he got into the passenger side, and I got to drive the tow truck and tow my own car home to the shop, actually. And then he gave me a ride home.
What's it like being you? What's it like being female Kramer?
But then he was talking about how somebody stole his, like, beat stick in the back. Like, he had this big, massive, I don't know.
A beat stick?
It was, like, to defend himself.
I was going to say, there's not many uses for a beat stick. I think we could noodle out what that was used for, Allison.
I was like, oh, my goodness. I don't think I should.
Beaten. Yeah. Not ing,
and then I was talking
you.
About being hungry or thirsty. And he's
apostrophe.
Like, well, why don't we pull off at this exit? And he's like, I know everybody in here. And he was like, I don't know, the king tow truck guy.
Did that get you real wet?
No.
He was the king tow truck guy?
King of the diner? I think he thought it, but he was like, anything in here is yours.
That 59-cent coffee, first one's free, little lady.
You want anything from the hot griddle by that 80-year-old lady? I said, I'm
going to get that cook right there to make you a meal.
The Diet Coke would be fine. One time I needed to be towed right over there by Dulles. I was at the CarMax. And we called for, they took my Spider out and they opened her up. And
what's
then
a
she.
Spider?
It's a Mitsubishi Spider. I don't know. It's a car. So they like took it out.
64?
No, it's new. It was like,
really?
I don't know, like a 99 at the time.
I don't know the Mitsu Spider.
Anyhow, it was a nice car. It was a smooth ride. And they took it out, they opened it up, and then
they
killed
it.
Please
tell me it had eight wheels.
The guy comes in, the tow guy, and I had a friend of mine with me. The tow guy comes in. he just whips around the parking lot and crashes into two cars and then backs up into mine to load it on the rack. And I was like, hey, I want somebody else. The guy was like 19 and he was oblivious. Like, he smashed two cars in the car. CarMax.
I love when people hit a car and try to act nonchalant. Like, they didn't hear that gut-wrenching sound of plastic and metal giving.
So I was like, you know what? Can you please send somebody else? I'm sure this guy is fine, but he just crashed two vehicles and whatever.
Wow. And then you have a lot of tow stories. I just have the one with the guy who seemed exactly like Merle from Walking Dead. And I always felt bad because I think a lot of guilty white liberal types would be like, you should have stood up to him for saying those things. It's like, dude, it's his vehicle. He seems nuts. Yeah. And who am I to really, you know, make a stand with this guy? I'm not going to change his perception. If he wants to fling N-bombs around, I'll chuckle along.
Oh, my. But then after the young guy, they sent this other guy, and the guy that they sent to replace the young guy who crashed the two vehicles was like 150 years old. He was like,
was he really Allison?
He was super old.
That sounds very dangerously old. Guinness book worthy, even.
He was so slow.
How old was he? Oh, he said slow.
He reminded me of the guy that Tim Conway played on Carol Burnett, the old guy who just barely shuffles around. Are you familiar with that?
Barely.
Let me say,
you're talking about Dorf, right?
And he can't. No, Dorf is the golf.
Well, that's
thing.
The character.
Yeah.
But Tim Conway was Dorf.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but he played this old guy who was like a Mr. Magoo and so old and couldn't really see and couldn't really move fast. That's who they sent, Mr. Magoo. And I was like, wow, we either get this speed junkie crashing cars working here like Fast and Furious. I mean, after he smashed those two cars and then he just pulls the chocolate right up to mine like he's going to load it on there. Nah, I don't think so. And then I had the ex-convict, and he said that he didn't really like to tell people that he was in prison because they called and they told on him. But now that I'm a captain.
How can you tell? You got him to open up. Is that it, or did he have like one of those teardrop tattoos? Spiderwebs on his hands?
He said, you know, some clients, they said that it didn't put them at ease, and they felt uncomfortable.
Please tell me.
Been in prison.
You opened the tow truck, and he was just there shirtless. With those Byzantine
he did talk about
Russian prisoner tattoos.
How he hated women and how he had a girlfriend who only spoke Spanish and how it was a perfect relationship because she couldn't understand him and he couldn't understand her, so they never fought. That he was aware of.
I just love you walking in like, I've killed people and I hate women. Hop aboard. You're
but
like,
He did tell me this fascinating story. The reason that he went to prison.
About the time he killed a bitch?
No. He went to prison for counterfeiting.
Oh.
He was doing all this counterfeiting. And what he did was the money laundering, and he, you know, rolled the money over. But he had about, I think, 10 or 20 grand. And what he did was, before he went to prison, he was handy, and he built it like into the mold, into the frame of a car to kind of conceal it. So if he ever got busted or something, he'd have this nest egg. Mm-hmm. Well, then while he was, you know, in the big house, somebody stole
it. I was going to say, please tell me the car got lifted or compacted.
But he's like, now somebody's out there driving this whatever, not realizing that there's like this gold mine in there. There's like 25 grand, I think he said.
What dullard.
Yeah.
I guess the great mind that winds up in prison is the same one that puts money into a car.
But I mean, if you are not living, if you're living like in hostels or low rent apartments or whatever, you're going to keep your money there where people can break in, I guess.
No, I dig a hole like a pirate. The way man has been hiding money
forever
since time immemorial. Yeah.
In a pickle jar.
Yeah.
Now we know what's beneath that persimmon tree in your backyard.
No, that's my old cat Rudy's corpse. Thanks for dredging up a painful memory.
Oh my. But yeah, I've had a lot of tow stories. Yeah. But
great.
Driving the tow truck.
I just wanted to say what a bad segment the motorcycles were, though, by the way, and the towing. We haven't done anything with that. I should have just yawned for 30 seconds and said boring.
Well, you didn't say tow trucks. I got a lot of tow stories.
Oh, I'm sorry. Motorcycles, those are for idiots. But the tow trucks, that's
the prison
fertile
guy,
field.
I wound up cleaning out my fridge and I gave it to him. I had some Chinese and I had some other stuff, but I was getting ready
you
to go out of
town.
You gave
him the fridge or the leftovers?
All the good stuff that I had in my fridge because I was going out of town. He seemed kind of down on his luck, so yeah. Yeah, it was good. He's a nice guy. I mean, I trusted him. I didn't have a problem with it. I actually called the tow place afterwards and told them that he was very professional and very helpful.
In no way seemed like he had been in prison.
He didn't actually. I mean, he was. But the thing is, I have that kind of personality where people just do open up and they just say crazy things. And you're like, sometimes
I have it too. I do.
Yeah, in text. But when you're in person.
No. In person, people open up with me. I'm not the greatest. Like, I'm not some killer icebreaker like you.
Yeah.
Where you just walk up and God, if you're a dude, your warts would have herpes. Like, you would be so laid. But for whatever reason, people do see me. And they open up.
Yeah.
It's never the ones that I want to then bang. It's always like the fat chick who's like, you seem trustworthy.
Yeah, but she opens up to
everybody. I overeat because I was molested. Way to cheapen my gift then.
She opens up to everybody.
And why are you tying the headphone cords into what looks like a hairball?
It's a chain. I'm forming a chain. It's like I'm knitting, crocheting.
All you're doing is screwing with the cord, and
listen,
it's going to kill
makes it
the
work,
headphone.
Whatever. They're fine. The other ones
really?
Are broken. These ones are totally good. So shut
the ones
pile.
You used last week, probably. You're like, the ones I haven't touched, those are working just fine.
Oh, my. But
is
yeah.
it done yet? Can we go and watch Arrested Development?
Oh, my. You do.
Can we go home and watch Arrested Development? Which,
I actually like Arrested Development.
It premiered... I mean, Sunday, May 26th, but you're hearing this a week later. Mm-hmm. And that's whatever day you're hearing it, that's when we recorded it. Or it's live.
That's right.
Whatever
totally
gets you
live.
Through the day.
I mean, I actually liked, I've only seen, I watched part of the first season, like several episodes. I don't know how many episodes are in a season, but I saw several and I've seen
19.
Per episode, per season?
Nah, probably 12. I don't know. It was one of those limited run shows.
Yeah. So I probably saw 8 of the first season.
Because it was
a couple here and there.
Rumored to be for the smart, brainy queers. So it couldn't be that popular.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I like it. I think it's clever.
I'm gonna put something out there.
Yeah.
That I don't share that often.
What?
Okay. Find Arrested Development. Horror, not the band, mind you.
Right.
The show.
Okay.
Mr. Wendell was a killer track.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? I like it.
I was going to say Mr. Wendell, the show. No, Arrested Development, the show, I find incredibly overrated.
Yeah,
gonna put that out there.
Yeah, you know what I can put out there? The Big Bang Theory. That can go suck an egg.
When only dullards like that show.
When the laugh
I was
track,
into it for a week.
Where on earth do you find an audience that laughs like that? No place. Like, that is just ridiculous. It's uproarious.
Is it not,
everything
is it not the recorded laughter from, like, the 50s with
who
the people
knows?
Who are
that's what it seems
all
like.
Long dead?
I mean... That is just, it's brutal. It's tough. I try to see a couple episodes at the gym. They play it.
I just like how you're not shocked by what I put out there.
I don't
because I'm supposed to be like kind of the quirky, funny type.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a quirky, funny show and witty.
It is.
And I, too, am rumored to be witty of wit. I find it completely overrated. I think there are so many smarter shows out there. Not that I don't like it. Not that I don't watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I find it massively
overrated.
But I can't
even watch
though.
Big Bang Theory. Like, I
Big Bang's for dullards.
Like, who in the world? Well, they're saying
it's like me over here saying I'm not a fan of caviar, and you're like, yeah, I don't like Twinkies much either. We're not really tracking on the same wavelength at the moment. Come back to me, Frank.
Well, I don't like Walking Dead either. So
don't myself. Don't myself. Find Walking Dead horribly overrated. That's not one that I'll even watch and get much enjoyment out of.
Yeah.
I was keeping up with it for about 2.5 seasons. And after a while, I was like, you know, outside of the initial 6 episodes of this, the very first little baby season they had, wow, you really did make a chain out of the headphone cord. Can you get that out? Okay. It took you like 2 seconds. Wow. Nicely done. That is a show that completely, I think people's brains just shut off when they see like high-end zombie special effects.
I mean, I don't even think that I would mind it. Like Game of Thrones has some zombies in it, and that's not my favorite part of
the
show.
You mean the White Walkers?
Correct.
The ice zombies?
But the thing is that it doesn't detract from the story. It doesn't really, you know what I mean? I'm not as offended with it. But
it's not the crux of the show. They've been in like 4 scenes.
I know, but what I'm saying
there's
is
there's a baby stealer that the fat guy, Tully, he managed to kill one with a dagger in its shoulder. I don't know how that works exactly.
Yeah, because he's been around for a billion years.
Yeah.
That was like the Grand Poomba of zombies, White Walker people. And he's just like, meh.
Ouch, my shoulder hurts. Kaboom. I'm dust now.
Yeah, that was a bit overrated. But maybe there's a reason. Maybe that'll come back around.
Tully sucks.
I mean, we both
love him. That fat little ass is going to be alive for another season.
I don't mind him.
Tully? He rubs me the wrong way.
Like, but the whole White Walker thing, and he's like the grandfather of the White Walkers, and you see him as this
I don't know
invincible.
If he's the grandfather of the White Walkers. He's the baby stealer of the White Walkers. He's like their John
but
Wayne
then
Gacy.
He can just, you know, sneeze, and he's like, oh, he's gone. I don't know.
Well, he's so badass, he grabs a sword out of Tully's hand, and it's like, not only am I going to grab your effing sword, I'm going to freeze it and destroy it. And yet, a dagger to the shoulder blade kills the White Walker. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What we're trying to get out there, what we're trying to put out there, I want to confess things that most people love that I don't necessarily hate, but I find massively overrated.
I mean, there's plenty of things that fall in that category. I mean, Walking Dead is one. And I really
Is that your first?
I did.
If we're doing a list, is that your what you nominate? Because I'll be honest.
Because it's wildly popular. It's wild.
Massively.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a TV show out there, I'm not exaggerating, that gets the sort of response on like Twitter and Facebook that Walking Dead does.
Yeah, and when the season finale and all that.
And I know a lot of Mad Men viewers. I know a lot of Game of Thrones viewers.
Yeah.
Walking Dead dwarfs them in terms of online chatter.
So, I mean, yeah, it's just... And I watched the first... A season, the episodes 1 and 2, and I think maybe 3. And I've seen a couple episodes with you. And
the ones when they're in Hotlanta.
Yeah, but I can't really get into it. I can't really empathize with the characters. I just
can't. Rick's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know who Rick is?
The acting doesn't seem that good, and I think maybe
Thanks for acknowledging my question.
It has a lot to do with the direction.
You bull in a china shop? You want to trample over a little more of our precious conversation?
Sorry.
It's give and take, Allison.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
I can just picture you in bed now. You just like hop on top and the guy's like, I'm getting into this, I'm getting into this. And then you have yours and you just roll over.
What's wrong with that? Didn't we say that your partner's pleasure?
You're asleep within 30 seconds and then it's just.
I wish I could. As much as you guys
right against his thigh.
That's got to be like some superhero thing. I wish I could fart on command. I don't know.
I can't on command.
Pretty much guys can. They can call it. They know
depending on what I've eaten.
My ex-husband had to go home at 10 in the morning because his duty was coming. That
I mean, if you're giving me
duty.
Like the cheese jamboree buffet and then 2 hours later, can you fart? Yeah, I probably can.
Oh, my. I don't know. I don't like I don't like any of the Lord of the Rings stuff either.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is why you and I are friends. I was not down with them. To this day, I think I've maybe seen them each 3/4 of the way or something.
One of them I went to see in the theater just to see what all the buzz is about, and I thought maybe I should give it a fair shake. I left the theater partway through, and I've never
How often do you leave
never.
A theater?
Almost never.
I've done it once, and I don't remember the film.
Yeah.
That's a captivating anecdote, isn't it?
I mean,
one time a movie of unspecified name caused me to leave halfway through.
I mean, we left. I just thought, you know what? I've had enough. They're climbing the mountain. And it was filmed so dark, and that doesn't always bother me. It just depends on the context of the movie, I guess.
You mean dark like Big Mama's House?
No, dark like a 300. You know, where it's filmed kind of gritty and dark and dreary. And so the whole
It seems like it's grays on black.
So I don't really care for it. And yeah, maybe the acting and the effects are good, but I just I couldn't get excited about the film itself. So none of them. I mean, I'm just not into it. I don't like all that mystical, magical stuff, really.
We're going to move down our list.
Right.
You've given me, so far, things that people love that you don't.
Yeah, Big Bang.
And by the way, Walking Dead. We agree on all of these so far.
Oh, we do? Oh, that's good.
So I don't know if that's good. I think that means
when we get
you
to the food,
enough.
if we talk about food, I know we'll disagree on plenty.
Okay. So you've given me 3. I'm going to give you my second.
All right.
Gonna go for the fences on this one.
All right.
The Beatles.
Holy smokes.
The Beatles. Yeah. I just dropped the A-bomb of calling something overrated.
Your brother even likes the Beatles.
No, he doesn't. He hates them. Who the hell? Now I don't even know if you've ever met Will. Now you might have just been some weirdo grifter who pretends to know my family.
He was telling me about...
I do not hate the Beatles.
Yeah.
I simply think that people overrate them like crazy. And
but we didn't live then. We weren't alive then, so we don't know about the hysteria.
I'm going to head you off at the pass on that one. I completely agree that if you are of that age,
yeah,
you can be as nuts about the Beatles as you want. It's like the movie The Jazz Singer. You ever seen that? You see it today, you're like, this thing's a piece of crap. What's it has a little noise in it? Is that what I'm supposed to care about? In his day, it was the first talkie, man. There literally hadn't been verbiage in a movie before.
Oh, my.
That's night and day type stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Similarly, the Beatles, before that, it was just pop acts performing songs written by other people for them.
I mean, I like the Beatles. I mean, I wouldn't. But the they're kids, not the end all to be all as far as I'm concerned. But my uncle would beg to differ. My uncle, he kind of looks like Charles Manson.
Oh, God.
Only less attractive.
Swastika carved in the forehead, though.
But he, he's got the commemorative plates. He's got all the albums. He's got the cassettes. I think he's got his original record player. I don't know. I mean, he's just over the top for some Beatles. And I think there's a lot of people who would disagree. So that's probably a pretty good one. But, I mean, the Beatles don't bother me. They don't bother me.
It's just the insanity around them.
Yeah, I think there's people who kind of have.
But I've heard hundreds of acts that move me to the same degree.
None move me like that. None have moved me over the top. Nothing.
You're nuts about the Beatles?
No. None. Comparatively.
You're
speaking.
Just dead, period, to music. You have a black heart that beats one. You have the Mr. Burns heart.
I mean, we discussed this before. I wasn't one of those people who had posters all over their walls. I don't idolize people, really. I don't. I mean,
you've gone from I wasn't moved by music in general to, you know what, people overall, not my thing.
I do like people. I love people. And if you're out in public with me, then you know I love people. I love everyone. I'm chatty.
I think you love making a show about you, starring you, featuring other people. And you love other people in that they let you make a show.
No, I mean, I mean, they can be part of the show, too.
The Allison Show.
No, but I do like people and I love interacting with people. And I would consider myself a people person, but I don't idolize one above the other, really. You know what I mean? I don't think,
well, everyone's just kind of beneath you is what you're saying.
No, not
There's
everyone's
a pedestal.
Beneath me, but I feel like we're on the same tier.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? As far as people go. As far as musical talent, I can recognize that someone has talent. And I say, oh, he's talented. Your brother is very talented. But do I like Keith Richards better than your brother? No. I like your brother better.
You sound like me when I'm looking at, like, Channing Tatum. And a girl's like, if he good looking? And I'm like, you know what? Objectively, yes. He has a nice chin and abs and whatever.
Right, yeah.
It moves me in no way whatsoever. That's you. With music, which is supposed to speak to everyone's soul.
It is the universal language.
You're like, if I were human, I guess I'd like this. Sure. I want to hold your hand. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I'd turn it up.
Okay.
But it's not like, I don't know. I think people, I mean, I worked with kids for a number of years, and I had one kid who was just over the top for some Avril Lavigne. Just the posters, the shows, the concerts.
I like Avril. I'll put that out there.
But the thing is like, I was never that kid. And I just never just looked up to someone
like that.
But I think
you were cheated of your childhood. That's why.
I mean, I look up to actual people.
You could relate to like a black kid on a corner of Baltimore projects.
But I think even those kids looked up to Stevie Wonder or looked up to whoever.
The hip kids, yeah. Not Lil Wayne. That kid, 2013.
I know someone who thinks Lil Wayne is hot, and
you
I don't
heard
know
Superstitious?
What.
Superstitious.
I actually like that song.
It's great. I'm putting it out. I'm just saying. A kid today probably not so into it.
No, but when I was a kid, it was popular. So, but I mean, I just didn't. We listened to when I grew up. We listened to just about all genres of music. I mean, classical and stuff. Everything except for country, I was exposed to as a kid.
ABC. I remember that from many an AOL profile. I listened to ABC. Anything but country.
No, that's true.
Zing.
I just didn't like it.
As kids,
I wasn't exposed to it, so I didn't really have any thoughts on it.
But I went out there and exposed myself to music. My dad used to just listen to like Greek pop from the 50s.
My mom listened to everything, so my mom really did put it out there. We had like Rick James, but we also had Beethoven and Mozart and the Platters, and you know. So my mom really was well-rounded when it came to music, except for country. It was just didn't exist in New England, as far as I know. Like it just wasn't there. I think it's become more popular, but I remember seeing
now things. I'm just imagining that your mom was the woman that helped Rick James tie up another woman and burn her with a crack pipe for 3 days. A lot of kids don't remember that story.
But I remember even seeing shows like Laugh-In and stuff. Like I remember those in reruns, but Hee Haw was on, and that was just like click, like it didn't exist. We just changed the channel.
Well, country is weird. I had to get into country as an adult. It definitely wasn't around my house either.
No, I mean it was like, I don't know, might as well have been talking about Bigfoot. I mean, it just wasn't there. I remember as a kid seeing, you know how they do those like infomercials for music and stuff. There was one for
Conway Twitty.
Yes, and Boxcar Willie.
Nice.
That's how I learned that song.
Hello, darling. Love your Twitty. I think people who are from that area
and
came out of it.
Oh, I hate Anne Murray.
Like, they abhor country. But when you're an outsider looking in, like if you somehow got mildly into country, you would be able to see its charm. It's just when that is all you have, it tends to lack depth a lot of times.
I guess. I mean, there's a couple songs now that I don't really mind.
Oh, really? Yeah. Taylor Swift?
Oh, God. Hang me. Forget it. No thanks. I
can't. Never, ever, ever.
Oh, golly, Ned. No, but I don't know their names.
That is about as country as Tyga.
I agree. So what else do you have on your list?
My list?
Yeah.
Of the overrated?
Yeah.
Number three?
Yeah.
The Hangover.
I only saw The Hangover 1.
That's all you need. I'm not even going to talk the series because a lot of people hated too.
I had no interest in the rest.
Hangover Part 1. To this day, people dress like Zach Galifianakis with like the little hip pouch and the baby.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much of L.A. was ruined by going there in the wake of The Hangover. People just screaming lines. Do you know how many times if you walk through L.A. today, you're going to hear the word wolf pack?
Oh, my.
Due only to that film.
I don't know.
Which it had laughs, but it's not that funny. Yeah. And Todd Phillips to me specializes in that. He also did Old School. That was another movie
I actually
that
like
people
Old School.
Like, I like it well enough.
I have a thing for Vince Vaughn.
But
so.
People
he's
love
tall.
Old School. I know. He's a tall, bloated corpse of a man.
I mean, so what? He looks like he's been on a Scotch and Vicodin binge, but he's pretty
since
delicious.
1987.
Delicious.
Really?
I like him.
You just want to kiss the toxins out of his flesh.
I mean, if that's what it takes.
Yeah, I find Old School just one of those movies for me.
I liked it.
I would give a nice solid like B- to, which or B, which isn't a bad rating.
Yeah.
It's saying you're above the average comedy. But there's people out there who could not put enough pluses after their A when it comes
to The Hangover. The thing is, like, it's rare for me to kind of go over the top with anything. I just don't really.
I get it. You're even Steven. Nothing. You're weird right now. You're kind of creeping me out. I'm not going to lie. You're just like, you know, some people might get stabbed through the hand and they kind of react with a scream and they pull the knife out.
But I'm one of those people that doesn't scream on a roller coaster either.
I get it.
I'm the one taking photos.
You're
of
an
myself.
Emotional mute. I understand. You kind of just sit there in a vegetative state.
Now, when it comes to things with children, then.
You don't care either.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. You don't
I
care.
I love children.
No, not really.
I really do.
Not especially. You're like, take it or leave it.
I do love children. But, and that's what could, you know, bring me to tears, I think. But overall, I'm not really.
Just like a kid dying. That could mess with you.
I mean.
Short of kid murder. Not much
people
is going to phase Allison.
Kids and everything. I mean, I was that kid, and I wanted people to take up for me. Some people did, you know, and I looked
you're
up
really
to
like a prisoner. Like, a rapist could walk in and you wouldn't care, but if a short eyes comes in the gate,
aww.
It's like a race to see who can stab him first.
I don't
that's
know.
All the, you're kind of like mildly sociopathic. All that can screw, can, do animals do it for you?
No, not really.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to see animals hurt.
Even Tony from The Sopranos was moved by animals and babies.
Yeah.
Like, at least Pio Mai and the ducks in his pool could screw with Tony Soprano.
I had a thing at work where
you don't
this,
even have that.
This bird got stuck on a mouse trap, one of those sticky ones. Mm-hmm. And we...
Did you just walk out with scissors and cut off his feet so he could fly away?
No, he got stuck by his wing. And it was... Oh, I was like sick. I wanted to throw up. I felt so bad. And my eyes are welling up with tears. Like, to hear this little thing so afraid.
Yeah.
We put it in a box to keep it quiet and whatever.
Until it baked on the roof and died.
No, we called the animal people. And they actually... We got a follow-up from the animal shelter people, whoever came out, the animal rescue. And they actually fixed... the bird's wing. We thought it was dead, like from shock. My sister had a bird when she was younger, and a friend had gotten too close to the cage, and the bird fluttered around, startled my friend,
yeah,
the kid, my sister's friend, and he knocked the cage over. Well, the cage tipped over. The bird lived, but then was dead like within a day or two. We think from shock or trauma from the cage.
Or massive
over.
Internal bleeding, maybe.
I don't think it
died. Maybe something a little more physical than shock.
But then it lived for a while. I think if it had a heart attack or whatever.
Yeah, it was probably slowly leaking into its abdomen.
But regardless. So we
did
got
you
a
pick
follow-up.
Up the bird? It felt like an overripe fruit.
I didn't touch the bird. Okay. I don't like birds. But
oh, I forgot. Nothing much you like. Go on.
But I did this little bird. And they called up and they actually, once they, you know, fixed the wing or whatever and got it off of the adhesive and everything, they released it back to the same place where they picked it up. Out there,
get stuck on another adhesive strip.
No, so
did the bird like send? Was it this whole thing like when you send money to Africa?
Whippoorwill,
and then you get pictures of the kid, and he's got like the little graduate hat on and stuff like that.
Yeah,
with the tassel.
Absolutely, he had a family.
Nice.
I don't know.
Lives in Minnesota now.
So yeah, the Hangover thing. I mean, I saw it. It was all right.
It was all right, exactly. Yeah.
But there are some movies that I really do love. I saw one recently that I really did. I liked.
Did it have kids? Was it called Problem Child?
It actually did have kids in it.
Okay.
And it
I'm
was a
starting to finally
Problem
understand
Child.
You.
Problem Child. That's an awful movie.
Problem Child 2. Maybe the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
Awful.
Shaped my childhood.
Awful. I haven't even seen one. John Ritter and all that.
John Ritter, the little ginger brat.
Oh, God. It's giving me
he
a
met
stomachache.
His the wife that he widowed
oh,
on the set of Problem Child.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Some ginger broad. And the original had Kramer. He was the bow tie killer.
Oh, God, that's so dumb.
No yeah, physical not, comedy.
I can't get
all
into that.
Kramer wits.
The last good movie that I saw was Mud.
And you've I, talked about your Mud.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. I give it 2 thumbs up or whatever.
I saw Star Trek Into Darkness.
I didn't want you to see that without me. That's mean to
that's
do.
That's the only way I can enjoy a film, Allison.
I'm not chatty during movies.
As you walk in, oh, of course, you're just eating popcorn. You're like, this popcorn, it's all right, but I don't really care.
I don't like popcorn.
Exactly.
I mean, I kind of like it, but I don't like that it gets stuck in my teeth, so I would rather have something else.
It's just all, it's all 5 out of 10 with Allison.
What do you have, what else is on your list?
Oh, I go again? Was that your list? Did you,
oh,
we just
I have
pop
a million
up?
Things. I mean, I could go on.
How about we give and take? You know what I mean? This isn't like me with a girlfriend where she goes down on me 20 times and I'm like, you're accruing a lot of oral credit. One of these days you can cash it in, and then I dump
one
her.
One of the things that I hate that a lot of people love, and even some guys get into it, and I don't know how they do it. Well,
penicillin.
I don't like movies that glorify infidelity, and two of the big ones are The English Patient and The Notebook. I think they're the biggest pieces of garbage.
I never
ever.
Saw English Patient, just the Seinfeld where George was referencing
God,
it.
God, awful, awful movie. And they both glorify infidelity. I mean, in The Notebook, have you seen it?
I've seen The Notebook at least once.
The Notebook is horrible. I mean, in this, you know, these two people, they fall in love. They're young. And the girl's parents don't like the guy. He's kind of this drifter, wanderer. He doesn't really have good
He's a
aim.
Rebel.
Yeah.
He's Ryan Gosling clutching puppies. Against his chiseled abdomen.
Yeah. And Rachel McAdams, she's, you know.
So hot in that movie. God.
She comes from wealth
Damn.
Or whatever. And her parents don't like him. So they break up. And she goes away. He writes to her every day. But her parents hide the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Then years later, one of the things he was going to build this house so she can have an art room. Well, he does that. Even though they're not together, he doesn't hear from her ever again.
By the way, you know how many guys would do that?
0.
Thank you. It's a very simple number.
Well, then she comes waltzing back in town. She's engaged to this guy. She's got this huge rock. He's got a girlfriend.
Was she not married? They were only engaged?
I think they were engaged. She had a ring. I don't know.
Okay. I forgot. I honestly forgot.
The whole movie made me cringe. The whole movie, I'm looking at it like most people view a horror movie from behind my fingers. Like, I can't hardly stand
it. I only
it.
Cringed at Rockford Files and the old broad together.
That's nasty, too.
I had to picture that's the way that all young, supple flesh goes. Like, all the women who are getting a wet one for Gosling.
Yeah.
In 40 years, they're going to have Rockford.
The thing is, like, she waltzes back into town. He has a girlfriend. She's got her fiance.
I know exactly where you're going with this, but they were meant to be.
Yeah.
So the rules don't apply.
So they go off into the boat and they're rowing around, and that's where the famous rain scene and them smooching when they come back on the dock. But meanwhile, when they go out there,
is that the bird scene? If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
No,
that's a cheating pelican whore.
Oh, that's later. Now they're in love and say you're a bird.
Okay.
I'm like, oh God, seriously?
No,
say
you're
a bird?
Absolutely right. It's just one of these movies that gives people free license. Like, well, you know what? If you feel this way, you should do it. When did everything become do what you feel?
That's wrong. If it feels good, do it.
If it feels good, do it. What? Once in a blue moon, how about you do the damn right thing?
Yeah, where's your moral compass? Why don't
Pretty
we check
much.
That?
Everyone's moral compass has just become attached to their pleasure compass. If it feels good, it's right.
It's bad. Say you're a bird. Say you're a bird. And the whole thing is, like, maybe guys would do that. If I said that to a guy, he'd probably say it because he's hoping he's getting late.
I would do it for Rachel McAdams with D cups. Current Rachel McAdams, no.
But I feel bad.
I might build her an art shed.
The things that chicks make guys do just because they hope to get laid. Like, you know.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. Now say you're a snuffleupagus.
Exactly.
It's bad. And then they go out on the boat and there's all these birds crazy. And they're like, isn't that weird? All these birds are here. Yeah,
and then they die of avian flu.
The thing is, if there's that many crazy birds under a crazy tree, there's going to be a crazy poop mass everywhere.
Yeah.
There's going to be dookie
You're
bird
You're
going to
get
crap.
Lung cancer from that much bird crap. That's how
it
works, by the way. I'm not even kidding.
I have a friend that has a condo next to a little tiny pond. You know how much goose poop is on that thing, on their deck? It's incredible.
It's caked. It's like the side of a ship with
so
barnacles.
So they should need an umbrella for crap, bird crap. Not, and then they go back
the
on
birds
the thing.
Know not to spoil a moment, Allison.
Yeah, it's all right.
You think they digitally edited out the turds,
Go,
or did they cork all the birds' asses before
they
that
go back
shot?
And they make out and they're making out on the deck? Then they go into the house and they scrump in every room. They're just banging, slam dancing in every room. The next morning, bing bong, there's the doorbell. You know who's at the door? Ryan Gosling's girlfriend. And he's like, he just cracks the door open just a little so his face can go through. And he's like, this is not a really good time. Then here comes Rachel McAdams wearing nothing but his shirt. How are you to the girlfriend?
I'm putting my post bang scent on your boyfriend stuff.
Yeah. She's like, hey, you want to come in? We were just about to have hotcakes. And she's like, yeah, that would be swell. And they all go in and have hotcakes. Are you kidding?
I do not remember that scene.
Are you kidding me?
I would have lost it. I
After hotcakes, Ryan Gosling walks his girlfriend to the car. Rachel McAdams still half naked.
Was it like one of those old timey bike wheel cars?
No. Okay. She goes back to the car. And you know what the girlfriend says to Ryan Gosling? I just wish someday I could have what the two of you have.
I do remember that. Okay.
And then I'm thinking,
wait,
you
wasn't
had
he
it
buried
yesterday?
Like a wasn't he banging a married broad though or something?
Who knows? It was his girlfriend. I don't know. Maybe she was, you know.
Yeah. By the way, no one can recognize true love like that. If you're cheating on a girlfriend, she's never gonna go, what you got with her. It makes what we have look like dog puke. I understand.
But she said
she's prettier too. Yes, it never works that way.
After they just had a scrump fest, they didn't run into each other at the mall. And then his chick made him hotcakes and they all just had hotcakes and left. And someday I
you
wish
could
I
have
that.
A woman in your life who's literally a centimeter above a banana peel you throw in the microwave to screw. And if she sees another broad, the hair will fly.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
blood will be spilled.
That's how it should have went down. They should have had a cat fight right there.
It should have ended with a
hatchet. But it was romantic. And
to the skull.
And they think, you know what? When you love someone and it's true love, your
it's
girlfriend,
just so obvious.
Your current girlfriend will understand.
Yeah.
Just make her some hotcakes.
I just felt bad for Cyclops. He gets cheated on in every effing movie. Jean Grey's Pork and Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Rachel McAdams is doing Drive.
But the thing is, she says,
is there a movie where he isn't a cuckold?
No, right. Poor thing.
Cuckold Klops. That's who he is.
But then there's a scene later on when you're talking about when, you know, the Mr. Rockford files and, you know, and
Mr.
she,
Garner,
you know, he tells her the story and this romance and he's reading the notebook and blah, blah, blah. And, but then she kooks out. There's a one scene in particular, like she forgets who her husband is.
Oh, it was you having the funniest insight ever. But where you're like the old white woman freaks out and can't stand to be touched by her husband, but you ate massive black orderlies. I'm going to clutch you like a baby monkey.
Yeah.
Suckling at mama.
Exactly. I know I shared that with you, but I mean, I'm a nurse and I know for a fact, like, especially in those times, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're just going to latch on to these, you know, these four huge black people. That's not going to happen. No, she's just not. I mean, but her husband, whom she loved for 60 years.
That would happen with exactly one person, Steve Martin and the Jerk. Yeah. Short of that, never.
I mean, that was just ridiculous. And then they die together, holding mm-hmm. hands or whatever. Stupid.
Spooning. Big spooning.
Yeah.
Letting out those death farts.
Dead
you can spoon. Only imagine, like, when you die, the gas that comes out of you.
It's horrible. It was just a terrible, terrible movie. Awful. I don't know why people think it. They hold it on a pedestal. Like, this is
Are
the
you
ideal.
Kidding? Do you know how many MySpace profiles? Last episode about picking up girls online. Mm. Do you know how many MySpace profiles had countless pictures of the notebook girl saying, I just want this to happen for me.
Oh, God.
And I would have to be like, yeah, I saw it. It was okay. Yeah. Can
well,
we do it behind a
maybe
dumpster
when you,
now?
Yeah, maybe when you cheat on your boyfriend, it can happen.
Exactly.
And
I wanted to be like, look, we were meant to be. He's your Cyclops. I'm your Gosling.
Piece of garbage. Just a load of trash. And there's a lot of other things like Bridges Over Madison County and
another
English
screwing movie.
Yeah, but
I loved Bridges though. I just caught that recently
after
all these years.
I had no interest in seeing. I don't like movies that glorify infidelity. I just don't. I don't think, you know, it's meant to be and everything. I mean, if they break it off with whomever, then that's
no,
fine.
This was literally hubby was out of town for
yeah,
a week.
Exactly. That's what
and
I
she's
heard.
Like an Italian war bride and she just gets banged out by Unforgiven.
Yeah, it's not good.
He takes a break from chasing whore murders to yeah. bang out Meryl Streep.
It's not good.
And then it's good though, because it then pans to the present day and the kids are like, wait a minute, Ma was banging around behind Dad's back. It's hilarious for that.
It is not good. Yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's terrible. So what else?
But was it not good?
It was just despicable. I really don't like it. I don't embrace
I just
it. I don't
hear
love
you
it.
Say not good again. We're almost wrapped up, by the way.
Yeah. Well, what do you have on your list? What other things were on there?
I got two left.
Okay.
You had infinity on your list. Infinity times infinity.
I have a lot of
plus
things on
infinity
there.
To the infinity power.
There's a lot of things that are wildly popular that don't set me on fire.
Number four.
Yeah.
This is one that only became true in the past couple of years, but okay. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, you don't like her.
There was a time Scarlett Johansson, when she was about 19, 20, 21,
yeah.
really was just the most built sexual thing with jugs that just they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
And an ass. Oh, an ass, Allison. And I don't know what role she lost her weight for. It might have been Black Widow in Iron Man 2 or something like that. She really trimmed up. And when you're a woman who has that build,
yeah,
no guy cares that you have 2 extra pounds on your stomach when you have just double D's or whatever.
Yeah.
No one cares. If you want to, if you have like A and B cups, then yes, a flat tummy would be nice. But when you're built like that, do not screw with it.
Yeah.
And it was like they let all the air out of a tire. And then she's like, oh, I miss my curves. And they kind of did a couple of half-hearted pumps to get it back up a little. But it was never the same. And there's guys that still rave about her.
Yeah.
Like she was at her, that opening in Lost in Translation when she's 17.
Yeah.
And you see that ass. Oh, age of consent laws.
Yeah.
And for a couple years after that, God, so good.
Yeah.
She ain't that anymore, man. She is
think she's
absolutely
fine.
She's, don't get me wrong, again, stunning,
yeah,
great, but what she was, hell no.
Oh,
hell no.
But don't, and you think that's part of just getting older? No,
that could be part of it. There is a weird thing, and I, this is a lot of times, I'm going to keep it real. I talk about things on the show. I don't really care what the listeners have to say about this.
Okay.
When they listen and they reply, yeah, and I'm like, ah, it's nice. I got some attention. But I don't really care. This is something I really care about, Allison.
Yeah. I think everybody likes her, period.
No, no, no. Not that.
Oh.
Do women, like very almost abnormally busty women, like girls who have just huge ones at 18.
Right.
Do they tend to lose in the boob department just out of nowhere? Because I've noticed that with more than a couple people.
I think it has to do with pregnancy. I don't think it just...
No, no, not even pregnancy. Yeah. Just like going from 18 to 24. There was a girl I used to hook up with who was really busty.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a couple other porn chicks. I've kind of followed their career and they've deflated in the same way. But this girl used
losing weight
just,
too quickly a lot of times will do that.
If their weight stays the same, they might even sock on five. But it seems like the jugs just kind of go away with time. It's the worst thing on earth.
No, some get worse, some get better. I don't think that it's a universal
thing. A trickster of a gene. It's like buying a lemon from the dealership.
Yeah. I don't know. Mine are always pretty much the same. So.
Really?
Nah.
We're going to check out because you're busy with your headphone cord.
Well,
you just want food.
I mean, if we've done it, have we done it? Have we done our thing or what?
We can punch out on that note. I was going to toss out one other.
Yeah, what is it? You don't want to throw it out there?
Okay, as a Washington citizen, I'll put it out there. Okay. The Washington Capitals. I hate a loser.
What?
Everyone else seems to root for them. They're never going to win in the postseason. Get it through your skull.
Oh.
They're perpetual underachievers. And
yeah,
all they do
like
is live to break
who,
your heart.
That's like people who root for the Cubs. I mean, if you're a Cubs fan,
no,
you're gonna be a Cubs
no,
fan.
No, no. The Cubbies never march into the postseason, period. And if they do, everyone knows what's going to happen. Somehow, the dunce Caps fans of this city, every year, they get into the postseason and they're like, this is different. They're getting over the hump, boys. No, they're not.
Aww.
No, they're not.
Who's going to take it? The Pens?
Some goalkeeper is going to have the series of his life, which always seems to happen against the Caps. And they're going to get shut out the last four games of the series.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's it. Now I'm done. Arrested Development, The Beatles, The Hangover, Scarlett Johansson, and your Washington Capitals.
Wow. I mean, I have a million things on my list that are wildly popular that I just don't care for.
Yeah, you should have got them out there earlier.
Well, I can get it out right here now. No.
You're like, no, really, actually, let's just leave. Let's eat.
Let's have some good food.
Okay.
All right.
Something. Can we find that at Friendly's?
I don't know.
Because that's where we're going, buddy.
That's too far, you said.
No, we're going to Friendly's. Shut up.
Come on.
I want ice cream.
I want something delicious.
Are you rally hungry, as you say?
I'm pretty rally hungry.
All righty.
Okay.
Allison.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me for another episode.
You're most welcome, darling.
If they want to stalk you on Facebook, I think it's facebook.com/allison.frank. Could be wrong.
I don't know. It looks like, Allison.Frank, and then it's like
a bunch
three,
of,
five,
yeah,
seven,
question
two.
Mark,
yeah.
Pound sign.
Yeah.
No, you don't need all that.
You don't?
They can just find you at Allison.Frank.
Okay.
You want me, John Papa Giorgio, easiest way is at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You want to email me for any reason, you want to get on the show, sponsor it, you know, just do that. Just give me your money. It's inpapasbasement@gmail.com, and the show's Facebook site is facebook.com/papasbasement. But what you should remember and never forget, inpapasbasement.com. You go there.
Actually, that comes up to somebody else. So I just tried it.
What?
If you
Allison.Frank?
Yeah, that's someone else. I don't know who that is. And really? There's Teletubbies and something that looks.
All right. Well, find your. Oh, that's creepy as hell.
That's not me.
That's some good pictures on that site, though. You might want to visit that Allison Frank, too. She seems like fun.
With Teletubbies?
That's, yeah. That's and Leonardo DiCaprio's head coming up like the sun?
Like Jesus.
That's a weird photo. InPapasBasement.com. You go there. You're going to get a new episode of the show every Monday and every
and
Thursday.
And Gosling. Gosling's there, too.
It's full circle, buddy. And you can click the iTunes subscription link at the top. If you have any eye-enabled devices, please do that and go to iTunes to give us a great rating.
All right.
Allison, we're out of here.
Boom. I'm a...
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.